Let us turn to the scriptures, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. The subject is the devil's policy. Let us learn that contrary to what mankind thinks, Satan's work is not in the grosser sins of the flesh, but rather in the spiritual domain. The grosser sins are the product of man's fallen heart. Matthew 15, verse 18 and 19. Satan's first move with Eve was to have her ask no questions about him, but launch her into doubts about God and the veracity of his holy word. He questions whether there were any trees whose fruit was forbidden. Yea, hath God said. He did not assert error. He did not contradict truth. But in questioning God's word, he aimed at sapping the foundation of faith, obedience, morality, and established order. Then he followed with a denial, "Ye shall not surely die." Contrast this with the word of the Lord in Genesis 2, verse 17. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. From the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Then he attacked God's goodness and promised Eve she would be a gainer by disobedience. "For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Note the baiting of the hook by the devil with the same bait that caused his own damnation. Compare, "Ye shall be as gods," and "I will be like the Most High." Isaiah 14, verse 14. Beware of the devil's policy. Never countenance anything that undermines the veracity and authority of divine revelation. Those who do will be prepared to believe a lie and to live as a law unto themselves. In the end, there is disappointment and death. The pleasures of sin are for a season, Hebrews 11:25. Lawlessness is destructive of both the individual and society and brings about perilous times, 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 to 7. And the Bible says, "The wages of sin is death," Romans 6, verse 23.